Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the pleasure of talking with La Sierra Maslin today. La Sierra is the candidate running for District 14 for the Florida House. We were just talking about it before the news break, that her opposition is a Democrat, and she didn't say this, but I must, a liberal Democrat. And in fact, I haven't seen one yet that's not a liberal Democrat, if they're a Democrat. Democrats stand for murder by way of abortion, and La Sierra was talking about that just before our news break. La Sierra, tell us a little more about that. You are, and I understand, obviously, you're against abortion. Why are you against abortion? Why is it that you feel that's a vital element in your campaign running for office?
Simply because, as believers, we know and we understand that abortion is murder. It is the shedding of innocent blood. The Word of God says the Lord knew us before we were even in our mother's womb, because He knew us. So we were someone, we were somebody, we were purposeful before we were even conceived. Okay, so to say that there's a certain week that should be provided for an abortion to occur is complete murder. To try to say that it's nothing but a lump of cells and just tissues that's just, you know, in the womb of a mom, you know, is unacceptable. It does not work. To even quote or to chant "my body, my choice" is appalling. It's disgusting. It's a disgrace. Okay. It's simply just complete disrespect and a slap in God's face, because children are a gift from God. They are Amen. A blessing. And to know that the Lord knew us, He knew our name, our frame, even what He purposed us when He placed us here, what He already knew. Listen, it disgusts me. I'm so torn in my heart when I even consider someone killing their own baby. Okay. And even to know that in certain states, they've already passed a law that they can abort all the way up until 9 months. It is unacceptable. And as a Kingdom Conservative Party, we are looking to abolish abortion.
Amen. Well, I'm thankful for that. And you touched on that. Take a moment. Explain to our listeners, you're not a Republican. You're not running on a Republican. You're running as a conservative. You're not running as a liberal, I call them liberal BML Democrats, but as a conservative. Talk about the Conservative Kingdom Party. What is that? How long has it been around? And what difference would that make with you being in office?
So the Kingdom Conservative Party is a party that we just recently started. The founders are in Tennessee. It is a national party. I am not yet legitimately on the ballot as of yet. I do have to get petition signed. Once we have 3 elected officials, which we do have other candidates in all parts of America right now, once 3 are in office, we will then have a new party called Kingdom Conservative Party. This was originally, as I stated, already founded or recently founded. This party is for the radical believer. This Amen. Is for those of them that are genuinely believing biblical truths, and we're not following the world system. you're not willing to comply. You understand the standard. You understand that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Your desire is to please him and him alone. Your allegiance is to him. And so that's why we created this party. And that's what I'm running as well as, yeah, that's what I'm running as right now.
Amen. Would you, since you've touched on that, would you let me jump in for a moment? Share with our listeners how they can reach you, what your needs are at the present time. And I don't mind saying in advance of your statement, La Sierra needs funding to assist in the campaign. She needs boots on the streets to help get the name out before the public. Tell our listeners some of the other things that you need, how they can reach you to help with those needs.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, funding, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, I always forget that because it's kind of just far from my mind. But definitely need funding. I need to be able to campaign as I need to and pay that campaign fee. Obviously, you know, get different brochures and just things that you all know is required when you're running for office. Volunteers, all such as that. Also, as I mentioned before, I do need to have several hundred petitions signed. So if you all are willing and you've registered voters, please meet me at the Highlands Public Library on Dunn Avenue. That is 1826 Dunn Avenue. Again, that library is called Highlands Public Library. Saturday from 12 to 3 p.m.
Saturday 12 to 3. Let's share a touch on this for our listeners, too. You talk about petitions. Some listeners may not be cognizant of what that indicates and what that means. Tell us why you need petitions signed. What do signed petitions do? Why is that beneficial to you, et cetera?
Sure. So when you're running for office, the state does require that you either pay a fee or you have an X amount of number of petitions signed by registered voters. What a petition consists of is just your name, address, signature, and date. And so after you have the required number amount of petitions that are verified by our supervisor of elections office, you then are able to now be on the ballot. So I don't have that number quite yet. I'm more than 75% done, but I do need the remaining 25%. So you all help me out. If you know, want to vote for me, if you're liking what you hear, please meet me at the Highlands Public Library Saturday from 12 to 3.
And let me remind our listeners too, La Sierra, they do not have to live in District 14 in order to sign that petition for you. They, if they're a registered voter in the state of Florida, they can legally sign that petition to get your name on the ballot. Am I correct?
That is correct. You can live anywhere in the state of Florida. Because my role is state representative, I can get petitions signed by anyone from Panama City to Miami, Florida, anywhere in between.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917. If you like what you're hearing, if you're interested in assisting in any way, if you're interested in asking questions to validate in your mind what you think is right and what you believe God would have you to do, call that number right now, 831-0917, and talk with her, La Sierra Masselin, running for Florida House of Representatives, District 14, on a conservative platform. Now, La Sierra, let me just pose a question that may or may not be necessary, but I believe it is. Why are you not running on a Republican ticket? I understand not running on a Democratic ticket. The one that's in there is a Democrat now, a liberal one, may I say so. But why are you not running on a Republican ticket? Why a no-party affiliation, i.e. the Kingdom Conservative Party? What is the difference, and what is the difference in your mind?
So I didn't necessarily plan to run as NPA, but as I was just following the leading of the Holy Ghost, I was led to run as NPA because my allegiance, again, is only to the Kingdom of God, not to a party. I understand the obstacles of running as an NPA, but my God told me he can do exceedingly abundantly above all. So my constant confidence is in the Word of God and not in statistics. So I'm running as no party affiliation because, first of all, it's been working out really good, especially for this district. Their allegiance has been to the other party, the blue party. So it has really been allowing me to have doors open and be able to at least get a conversation had. And then also, I'm just looking forward to letting the Lord glory go forth and show forth as a result of me running as the NPA. Also, running as either one of those parties as well, I just haven't seen anyone wholeheartedly take a stand permanently. So I just would prefer to do it as an NPA.
I am thankful to hear that, and I pray that our listeners are. Lassiere, let me ask you a question. The governor just recently signed a bill that outlaws teaching what I call pornography in the classroom from kindergarten through the third grade. What are your thoughts on that? What's your take on that? Is that good, bad, or indifferent? How will that affect the schools? And are you for that bill being passed and signed by the governor?
Oh, man, that's, you know, something where he dropped the ball on. When it comes to our children, I understand that he put it, you know, you can't, you know, teach this, as you said, pornography, sexualization from kindergarten to third grade. It should be completely wiped out of our school system. That
Absolutely.
Is unacceptable. That is not going to work. I was completely disappointed when I heard that. Broke my heart. Oh, my God. It should not even be taught on the level of university. What are we thinking about, people? What are we really saying? Our children are not even getting a halfway decent education in some of these public schools anyway. They're not knowing how to read and write, but we need to teach them how they can utilize their private parts and what their private parts mean. We think that's such an urgent message or teaching that we really think will really make an impact on our nation. It's ridiculous, Dr. Youngblood.
It is, absolutely.
I was so annoyed by that. Yes,
absolutely.
I was so annoyed
I'm very, very
by
bothered
that.
By it because it's destroying this generation. We've already had now major influence for the detrimental purposes for this younger generation. This will be destroying the present and future generations. Let me, on behalf of the governor, if I could just interject this, and I'm in total agreement with you. I'm saddened that he signed the bill. The bill had only the provision for kindergarten through third grade. But one of the problems was it was the kindergarten through eighth grade, and because of the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, and the lobbyist on behalf of that, he was willing to negotiate down to the third grade. His feeling was to get something in would be better than nothing at all. So I'm prayerful that in future years that could be enhanced. And so my prayer is that if you're in office, that you would be able to take the ball and run with it to next year, then increase that going from the third grade, fourth grade, up through high school or up through the eighth grade. If we have to do it incrementally, let's do that. Mm-hmm. But I am thankful that that's a good step in the right direction. Now, on the heels of that, we're having a major, major problem across the nation with CRT being taught in our classrooms. Explain to our listeners the question, what is CRT? What's wrong with teaching that in the classroom? Why shouldn't our teachers be teaching CRT in the classroom, et cetera, et cetera? Would you take a moment and just ramble through that, as I call it, of what is CRT, why it should not be taught, what it does if it is taught, and where it's taught?
Sure, yes, sir. So, first of all, I want to say that God only sees one race,
that's
the human race.
Amen.
Okay. CRT is a demonic agenda set up to entrap our youth into looking at all aspects of life in terms of racial identities. Mm-hmm. A critical race theory is putting on a color lens at all times when dealing with political, legal, and educational entities with the intent to promulgate white supremacy. CRT is a teaching of modern segregation, in my opinion. It teaches that white people should dumb down themselves when dealing with black people unless they consider themselves privileged, which is ridiculous. Many are being misled to believe that states that have banned CRT will no longer teach on Jim Crow laws, slavery, history that we consider hard history. It's really a play on the emotions of black people, being hoodwinked into thinking that the black history will be overlooked when it's actually the opposite. This agenda is using America's history to encourage the ideology that blacks are still considered feeble-minded and whites are superior. This is a Marxist diabolical plan that must cease. It just got to cease.
Karl Marx had the mantra of dividing the family or destroying the family, dividing society, and dethroning God. Out of the 10 major points of Karl Marx, that's the top three. And that's exactly what we see the critical race theory doing. But fortunately, we have don't we have laws in the state of Florida said that it is illegal in the state of Florida for teachers to teach the CRT?
Absolutely. We absolutely do. But what they're doing, as you mentioned earlier, they think they're slick. They're doing it under the notion of other topics, right? So they're trying to call it other things. And it's actually, it's like the Slytherin serpent, okay? They slither in these other topics and titles, and then they teach it by asking, you know, questions, kind of trying to get like emotional questions to our children. It's getting so bad to now the black children are saying, well, I have lighter skin, so am I better than the darker skinned child? Mm-hmm. It's so sickening, and it's just horrendous.
It's demonically divisive. It's demonically
really
divisive.
My God.
Leslie, yeah, before we take our caller that's holding, let me read this to you. I get the Jacksonville Public Educational newsletter, and on this issue, March 14th, 2022, it was emailed at 5:01 p.m. on March the 14th. It says, Stanton College Preparatory School students team up with elementary school students to tackle social justice issues. The Wolfberg Fund of Social Justice and Education. The Wolfberg Fellowship is a unique opportunity that provides approximately $7,000 for teachers to deepen their knowledge and around issues relating to social justice, diversity, and inclusion, and to implement an aligned action research project in partnership with the students. Now, each of those words, social justice, diversity, mm-hmm. and inclusion, mm-hmm. are the buzz terms of critical race theory. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yes, you're absolutely right. You're dead on. And that's how they try to highlight that, or try to disclose it, I should say.
Trying to have it as a non-disclosure, so it sounds like it's something that is academic. And it is being taught in the public schools in Duval County as we speak. It's being praised as a wonderful project for the students and the teachers teaching it. And Dr. Green mm-hmm. is the superintendent of schools, and I would recommend every listener today, get on your telephone and call Dr. Green's office and say, why are you breaking the Florida law of allowing to be taught in the classrooms the critical race theory under the guise of social justice? Why are we allowing that? Let's hear, hold a minute. I believe we have a caller on the line. Pastor Davis, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, for taking my call on today. And I just want to tell the young lady to keep on keeping on. I am certainly very glad and encouraged, even though I live in the state of Georgia. I have big family in the state of Florida, and I will certainly let them know who you are and have them to throw all of their support behind you, because we certainly need more in place just like you. Not only will this drain continue to drain the swamp, but this is also going to pull all the skeletons out of the closet, because this kind of teaching that's been going on, it's not bringing us together. It's further dividing America, and that's something that we don't need. In the classroom, in the political arena, or wherever, we need to come together. If we stand together in solidarity, we can get a lot of things accomplished. But right now, we have so many people planting negative ideas and thoughts in so many different places, until it's really not doing us any good, until we get other people in place that are just like you. So I just want to say thank you so much.
Pastor Davis, if you'd hold a moment, let's hear if you'd take just a moment, and for his benefit as well as for our listeners, again, tell our listeners how they can reach you. Is there a telephone number? Is there an email address? How Pastor Davis and others could contact you? I'm encouraging them right now to contact you, as I use the term, blow your telephone up, offering their help and their assistance in the signing of the petitions, providing boots on the streets and funds for you to run the campaign. So, Pastor Davis, hold a moment while Lassiera gives that information once again.
Yes, sir.
You can go to our website, KingdomConservativeParty.com. There you can donate. There's a red button at the top where you can click on donate. You can choose the amount, and you can even choose my name in the drop-down box under La Sierra Maslin to donate directly to me. You can reach me by email. My email address is my first and last name, which is La Sierra Maslin at KingdomConservativeParty.com. And the spelling of my name is L-A, C as in Charlie, I-A-R-A, last name M-A, S as in Sam, L-I-N-E as in Echo, at KingdomConservativeParty.com.
Thank you for sharing that Pastor Davis, thank you so much for your call, and share that information with others broad and wide, and ask them to contact La Sierra and be of help in this campaign. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. God bless you today. La Sierra, when we talk about these bills that need to be signed and laws that need to be passed, I'll say this by way of information. You perhaps know it, but for further information for our listeners, we had just a couple of years ago the heartbeat bill. The heartbeat bill said that once a heartbeat is detected, that it would be illegal to perform an abortion. It would be considered murder in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. A conservative representative of District 1 in the Florida House, the leadership in the House refused to allow that bill to even come to a committee, much less be discussed or voted on the floor. Just recently, with this session of the legislative session that just ended, there were several bills. One was a constitutional carry bill that the House leadership, the Senate leadership, would not even allow it to come to a discussion in committee. It is, and what I'm trying to say, Lysiara, and for the benefit of our listeners, we have today multitudes of rhinos that have gotten into office under the guise of conservative Republicans, but they're doing everything but protecting the people and our Bill of Rights. Tell me your thoughts on constitutional carry just for a moment. If you're familiar with that, do you think that we need to have constitutional carry? Is it good, bad, or indifferent? Our Constitution, our Second Amendment, provides for the right to carry. Why should we, as we the people, have to be paying a fee to the state in order to have a, quote, license to carry? What are your thoughts on constitutional carry?
You just said it, Dr. Youngblood. You are dead on. It's our Second Amendment right. So why are we talking about this? It doesn't even, it shouldn't be voted on. It shouldn't be nothing. It's already in the Constitution. Why are we paying fees? Why are we having to get licenses? Why are we having to re-vote on something? It's absurd. I mean, I can't even think of why we've allowed this for so long. But you know, we're here and we're going to make some changes. I completely agree with our Second Amendment right. We should be able to carry our weapons to protect ourselves, our families, and our property. It's without question. I'm completely for it. And that's what I will be voting for once I'm in office. The
Amen.
Word of God backs it up. And so therefore I'm standing with it.
Absolutely. The right of self-defense is codified in the scripture, confirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court, is to be carried out by we the people. But La Sierra, we just ended a legislative session, and that constitutional carry bill was not allowed to be brought up by the Speaker of the House. It was not allowed to be brought up by the President of the Senate. It was left in, if you please, on the table, was not even allowed to be discussed or voted on. And I am absolutely saddened by that. We've got 23 states that have passed constitutional carry laws, but yet the state of Florida, because of the lobbyist pressure on the Speaker of the House and the head of the Senate, they would not allow that bill to even come to discussion. And I'm saddened by that. That gets back to the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be interested in, concerned for, and supportive of candidates like La Sierra Masalyn that's running on what the Word of God says, what the Constitution says, and not based on what someone thinks, feels, or says based on the push from lobbyists. We need to recognize that. La Sierra, we've got just a few moments, a few minutes left in the broadcast today. But what do you want to accomplish? Just tell us, just in broad brush and narrow it down if you'd like, what do you want to accomplish when elected, not if, but when elected in District 14? What do you want to accomplish through the Florida House?
Yes, sir. I want to accomplish in District 14. I want to work alongside Dr. Green, the superintendent of the school board, in getting us a new school in this area. We have not had a new school in this district in 32 years. If we just take a moment and really think of that, we have four high schools in this area that's trying to accommodate about 6,000 high school students, which two have not been renovated. It's so old, and the fact that if they have a football game, it turns into chaos, shooting chaos, killings and such. So all of the children are piling up at the newest school, which was built in 1990, and which means we got overworked teachers and overcrowded classrooms. So one of my main focuses is getting a new high school. It sounds so simple and possibly minute, but I really believe we're in the U.S. of A. The least of our concerns should really even be the fact that we should be in an environment to get education. But that is, unfortunately, the concern in this district. It has been underserved and neglected for so long that my priority is to be sure we get at least one high school in this area, whereas Clay County, which is just on the outskirts of Jacksonville, they're getting four new schools by next year. So just trying to get one accomplished, I would hope, would be something that could be an easy street for me. Some of the other things is I want to assist in mending the relationships between our police and our community. First of all, folks are needing to put the fear of God in these people. Once they have the fear of God, they'll learn how to respect authority and know how to allow the police to do their job.
Yes.
Okay. We want them to come to our rescue when we call them. We want, various things to, folks to come forth when our loved ones have been shot and murdered on the streets and sometimes in broad daylight. So we need to respect authority. We need to offer up our assistance because it could easily be us one day. We need to cut out this look away, turn away, don't snitch code that's on the streets and learn how to be human. Be a human. I had someone come up to me this past week and he said, I can't sign your petition because I have a felony. He said, but I just buried my brother. I just buried a cousin. And it's like within a week's time. And I'm tired of going to funerals. I'm just tired. I'm weak about it. This was a man. And he literally almost had tears in his eye. He's like, please help. Please help. But we have to help ourselves. We need to learn that lawlessness is what God is not for. He's completely against it. Right. We need to respect in law enforcement, we need to respect authority, and we need to do ourselves a favor and say, come forth with what we've seen in the streets. And first of all, just give your lives to the Lord. A lot of this, if not all of it, would be canceled out if folks would be more God-fearing, genuinely give their lives to the Lord. They're always talking about all of the evil that's running rampant in the earth and all of the wickedness, but nobody's realizing it's because of sin. It's because of sin. The wages of sin is death. Get out of sin. Get delivered from sin, for which Jesus Christ died on the cross for us and was resurrected. And then we wouldn't have all of these catastrophic issues that we feel like are hopeless.
Amen. I couldn't have preached that any better, La Sierra. We've got about 15 seconds left. Give our listeners a contact number that they can reach you and website very quickly.
Sure. Sure. You can reach me at 904-635-7321. Again, that is 904-635-7321. Email again is LaSierraMaslin@KingdomConservativeParty.com. That's LaSierraMaslin@KingdomConservativeParty.com.
Amen. Thank you, La Sierra, for joining us today. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.